Only 55% of Americans, a little bit more than half, actually have more money in emergency savings than they do in credit card debt. Now, you know, in a perfect world, that number would be 100%. But, you know, obviously we're nowhere close to that. There's still a lot of work to be done. And what's even more troubling is the fact that that number really hasn't changed all that much in the past couple of years, which really illustrates how difficult it is for many American households to move the needle with regard to their debt and their savings.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What, if any, trend have we seen in the last couple of years?
Well, the trend, despite all the talk about consumers deleveraging or having a higher savings rate than they have in the past, you know, what this really illustrates is at a time when, for many people, household income has been flat, it's just very difficult for them to right-size that equation, the amount of emergency savings they have relative to their credit card debt. You know, the numbers are very close to where they were in each of the past 2 years, and, you know, particularly when you factor in the margin of error, you could make the argument that consumers really haven't moved that needle at all when measuring their credit card debt relative to their emergency savings.
And Bankrate.com also out with the Financial Security Index. If you can, just for us common folks, if you can explain what that is and what did we see?
In the Financial Security Index, what we do is we poll Americans, gauging their feelings of financial security with regard to things like job security, savings, debt, net worth, and overall financial situation. And on each of those, we ask, relative to a year ago, are things better now? Are they worse now? Or are they about the same? And the common undertone that we've seen over the last two-plus years that continues this month is that consumers feel as if their financial security has actually regressed over the past 12 months.
So can we kind of draw this all together? Are there anything in these numbers that we've been talking about that would indicate anything as far as our economic future?
Well, one bright spot is net worth. Thanks to the buoyant stock market and signs of a rebound in home prices, or at least the beginning of a rebound in home prices, people are feeling more positive about their net worth. That's actually the one area that, relative to a year ago, people say they have actually improved. It's the one component of financial security where people have noted progress over the last 12 months.